from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, man, we're going to talk about Zach Robinson and Kyle Pitts. Zach Robinson touched on Kyle Pitts yesterday. Before we get to that sound, I think you feel the same way I do so far watching Kyle Pitts. Let's move Kirk Cousins aside, because I think it's kind of a coin flip if you talk about him. Kyle Pitts, to me, has been the standout of camp through the first 5 days. He's been the guy, especially when you talk about Saturday night at Secondary High School, that really has stood out being way more electric so far in camp than he was last year.
Yeah, he's came out like he's on a mission to prove that all the people that had comments about him, and look, those people were just commenting on what they saw last year. But I think it's really more to the I'm not a bust, and that's not how I'm going to go down. And I don't believe he is either. Look, his rookie year is what it was. The last 2 years, he's been less than 100%, especially because he got hurt during the middle of one, and he had a delivery system that wasn't optimal. And I think he's came out there on the just like I said, on a mission.
That's such a polite way to put it.
You look at less than optimal.
He had a delivery system that was less than optimal.
All right, I'll put it this way: go check out some tweets over the last couple of days from people covering Arizona about how the backup quarterback is performing in practice there. I'll leave it at that. But he had a play yesterday where I believe it was DeMarco Helms. He made look silly. And that's how Pitts ran his route. It wasn't the throw. The throw was right. Throw was good, but the route was incredible.
Yeah. Well, Zach Robinson talked to the media yesterday, and he said he actually sat down with Kyle Pitts, and he talked about how this could be his best year.
Yeah, absolutely. The balance between first Raheem and Kevin Koger and I. I mean, Kyle was in the building a bunch in the offseason, which was awesome. He's hungry. He wants to, get back to the player that he knows he is. I know injuries played a big part of that too. But Kyle's been great. We're throwing a lot at him. He's handling it really well. But there was definitely some moments where you sit down and you say, hey, how important you're going to be to this offense as a blocker, as a complete tight end, the things that you can do in the pass game. So really pleased with where he's at right now. It's just going to continue to build.
And I think Kyle is showing it. We were at practice Saturday night at Secondary High School, and we saw a play where Kyle made a great catch on the sideline. And I was talking to Dave Archer, who was there yesterday and was there Saturday night. And I said, I had the perfect vision for the catch. And he goes, yeah. He goes, well, the whole play was awesome. And I was like, what, really? I go, I couldn't see everything. And he goes, yeah, you guys, the vantage point we had, he knew what we were looking at. He goes, well, Kyle's running, I believe it was like a bench route, out route, whatever you want to call it. And Landman is in coverage. And Landman kind of gets in his hip pocket, basically creating that divider, so to speak, between the quarterback and Pitts. And so Cousins adjusted that, and he drops it in. But the way he dropped it in, Kyle was able to go up and get it, right?
Yeah.
And toe touch, boom. And it was just shows the – it shows the savvy of Kirk Cousins and how well he understands the game and how to play it and how to place the ball there and spots how good Nate Lamon is.
Yeah.
And how Kyle Pitts is that dude.
Yeah.
And he's going to be back to that dude, and he's going to be more evident now that he has another dude, and I mean as in another guy that's that dude on the field throwing the ball to him.
Yeah, and one of the things, just real quick about your Dave Archer's comments, I've heard dropped it in, and I've heard dropped it in the bucket. Dave Archer went a step further, and he goes, he dropped it in the chimney. He dropped it in the chimney.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Look, he also, Zach Robinson, that is, Falcons OC, also talked about Kyle Pitts. To your point, Bo. Against DeMarco Helms yesterday in one-on-ones. Kyle Pitts been standing out in one-on-ones.
Red zone one-on-ones, Kyle looked good, and Kyle Pitts looked good in the red zone one-on-ones. And then the 11-11, you know, we had a decent amount of runs there. We had a couple drops there, you know, when we did throw the football. But I thought the runs looked pretty clean down there. And then, yeah, Kyle in the one-on-ones looked pretty good.
I just love the way that we have seen so far in the 11-on-11s. And we haven't had a chance to talk about this too much. There has been way more A and B gap runs, not cutbacks, like designed A gap runs, than we've ever seen in the last, I mean, since before COVID. Let's just put it that way. And that was so frustrating as a lineman last year watching this team. I mean, it has been covered back and forth, the Jonnu Smith speed sweep from the 2 yard line, but you didn't have A gap runs. We saw them run a lot of duo yesterday with double teams across the board. And having Kyle Pitts as a part of that, man, that's only going to play dividends in the end.
It cracks me up how much it bothered you last year.
I couldn't stand watching it.
People need to realize that you played offensive line. And I say that because I don't know if everyone knows who Mikey P. Johnson is, and that he was an All-American, a national champion, former Atlanta Falcon offensive lineman and tight end. Who caught a touchdown against New Orleans Saints in 2012 in New Orleans. All of that said, you are still that guy, and you guys should be there. I mean, I know that y'all can't be, and I don't mean this to make you feel a certain way, but you guys should be there when they make an A-gap or B-gap run and see the way this dude reacts.
Said before that you don't play offensive line. You just are an offensive lineman.
Is it kind of like NASCAR? It's a lifestyle?
That's right. It just means more in the SEC?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'm telling you, when this dude – Mike ain't jumping, like he ain't over on the sidelines doing jumping jacks or anything. But I can tell you what, when he sees an A gap where he got run and the offensive line blocks it to perfection, this dude starts jumping, and I'm like, dude, calm down, like don't get us, don't draw attention to us. Come on, man.
I love it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.